Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this is our first local story for this hour. Lucas G. Pelletier, a 21-year-old cybersecurity professional from Bay City, Michigan, faces new state charges for sexually assaulting a minor, in addition to ongoing federal indictments for sex trafficking minors. On September 19th, Pelletier was arraigned on multiple state charges, including first and third degree criminal sexual conduct involving a 15-year-old girl he allegedly met online under the alias Zach Stell. According to a Michigan State Police affidavit, Pelletier played the girl for sex and video recordings of the assaults, which police recovered. He also allegedly attempted to sell the girl's information for further sexual exploitation. Pelletier was federally indicted in May on 11 counts, including sexual exploitation of minors, sex trafficking, and possession and distribution of child pornography. The indictment states his offenses occurred between March of 2023 and January of 2025 and involved at least five victims. He reportedly created a Reddit page to advertise a minor and used Snapchat to recruit others as young as 12 to produce illicit material. Pelletier fled the country in early 2025, but returned to the U.S. in June, where authorities arrested him. His federal trial is set for December 9th, with a state preliminary hearing scheduled for October 8th. Sanford Dam restoration is nearing completion more than 5 years after the devastating flood. Crews have begun applying roller compacted concrete along the dam's embankment for the auxiliary spillway, a critical phase overseen by Brad Federjack, program director for the Four Lakes Task Force. This new concrete spillway is designed to be highly durable, equipped with upgraded drainage to prevent structural weakening. The project is expected to reach substantial completion this year, with the reservoir scheduled to refill in spring 2026. Restoring Sanford Lake to its former state. Village President Dolores Porte highlighted the milestone as a key point in the community's recovery, anticipating the return to normal life and a quieter environment once construction ends. The roller compacted concrete work should finish by Thanksgiving, with extended work hours to meet the timeline. And Mike Besagalupo, the former director of Bay City State Theater and special events coordinator for Bay City, pleaded guilty to wire fraud in U.S. District Court on September 23, 2025. Besagalupo admitted to diverting over $750,000 in funds from nonprofit organizations, including the Bay City State Theater and the Bay City Historical Society, for unauthorized purposes. His fraudulent actions led to the bankruptcy of the State Theater and prevented the Historical Society from completing critical renovations. He will be required to pay nearly $755,000 in monetary judgment and may owe additional restitution. Besagalupo faces a potential prison sentence of up to 20 years when he is sentenced by U.S. District Judge Thomas Ludington. The case was investigated by the Bay City Department of Public Safety and the FBI and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The financial misconduct involved false statements supported by fabricated board minutes and invoices, and efforts to fraudulently secure a $900,000 federal grant were uncovered before disbursement. And a 59-year-old man from Saginaw, Michael T. Craft, faces accusations of repeatedly discharging a firearm in his West Side neighborhood while heavily intoxicated. In the early hours of Wednesday, September 17th, police, already present near the 1500 block of Greenwich Street, reported hearing three gunshots, though no injuries occurred. Upon investigation, Craft stepped outside his home and initially claimed the noise was from fireworks he set off. However, further questioning revealed he fired the handgun due to disputes with the neighbor. Officers found the firearm on a couch inside his home. A preliminary breathalyzer test showed Kraft's blood alcohol concentration at 0.258, classifying him under Michigan law as super drunk, where the intoxication threshold is 0.08 and super drunk begins at 0.17. And that's been your local and regional news for this hour, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy.